Hi, everybody. It's Colette Baron-Reed. I'm so excited to welcome you to Shared Wisdom, the next level of your becoming at Oracle School. This is really about you discovering even more magic about you and the world around you. So what I'm super excited about is the fact that you're really going to be playing with all kinds of new things in this course, and you're really going to see the world in a very, very different way. So in this video, I'm going to give you a breakdown of how Shared Wisdom is going to work, what you can expect to learn, although I can never, ever, ever tell you what your experience is going to be like. I am going to give you some fabulous ideas about what we're going to do together. But I want to go back over personal mastery first. So in personal mastery, our main focus was know thyself, right? Our main focus was using our oracles to see ourselves reflected in them, to develop a conscious contact with our higher power, to see this in motion on a day-to-day basis, and to recognize that we had the capacity to be more than what we came in as, right? So we really worked very hard on seeing who we could become as a result of the work that we were doing on ourselves in personal mastery. And I say us because I do the work right along with you. Now, next thing is now that we've gotten used to looking at ourselves on a daily basis, which by the way, you're still going to be doing personal mastery throughout Shared Wisdom because you never stop doing that. Once you know that you have to pull your daily card, you have to live in 24-hour compartments, once you actually continue to live like that, you still do those do things. But now we're adding another component. So now we're looking at other people. We're looking at how we sit as a witness, as an observer, and how we can engage another person, but also how we see the world at large, how spirit speaks to us through people, places, and things. And so that we look at a very different consciousness. We can see ourselves effortlessly using that lexicon of the oracle card when we have another person in front of us and say, I can see a story in motion here that was set in motion by another person, and that person gave me permission to read their story. So it's not doing a reading for somebody, which is that kind of language that one would use if we're doing, like, say, a psychic reading. It's not like that at all. You are reading someone else's story in motion. So you're getting permission to actually take a look at the complexities of other people, how the universal stories actually play out in everyone, and how the outer world speaks to us, and how spirit uses animals, billboards, cars, songs, and all kinds of things, even your dinner plate, and all of which we're going to take a look at, and how the conscious universe actually can speak to us through any medium whatsoever. And you're going to learn to discern those things. So let's go down. I'm just going to check my notes here. You can see I have lots of them to talk about how this is going to go. So there's three sections to Shared Wisdom. The first one is a 7-week class, similar to what we did in Personal Mastery. It's kind of preparing you more. So we're going to be looking at how you prepare to engage the world, how you take care of yourself, what it's like, how do you use multiple oracle cards at the same time to have multiple, like, helpers at your table, if you will, the wise helpers, you know, how to look at animal spirits and guides and how they can come through you. We're talking about chakras. We're doing all kinds of really unique and interesting things, taking the ancient mystical traditions, making them very modern, and so that you can apply them in your daily life and find meaning and magic in so many different things that you probably never thought were possible before. So much more magic in you that can connect with so much more magic everywhere else. Now, I don't want you to be nervous either, by the way, as we start to add the other person in the mix, because you're not expected to be psychic or even intuitive. You're expected to just let that oracle card open up the portal of awareness that you have, open up the soul's vision, and just say what you see. So there's no exams here. You can't be afraid to be wrong. And I'll be talking a lot about that later in the course when we get to those parts. But really, you just have to come here, enjoy yourself, and have fun, because it is. Now, so these 7 weeks, as I said, we're going to be giving you that kind of preparatory work. You're getting really used to the work. And then once a month after that, from January to July, I'm going to give you special things to do once a month. You're going to have new moon spreads, full moon spreads, all kinds of different equinox spreads, like all kinds of, what am I going to say? I'm not going to give them all away. So we're going to give you lots of interesting things to do and more deeper questions for you to also do for yourself so you go deeper into who you could become. So it's really about confidence building and strength. Then in those 7 months, you continue to practice with your classmates. And then we have that special training. So that part three would be your mentor training, which Anna is going to be holding around mid-August. We don't have the exact date yet, but it's going to be approximately mid-August, and it's so much fun. And then you're going to get a chance to be mentors in personal mastery, which changes your perspective so radically on what helping others really looks like. So we really give you a different perspective on how to engage the world. It's like you remove any codependent bone you possibly could have had in your body from before, and you really recognize about living in the world and not being of it, wearing the world loosely around your shoulders as a way for you to experience yourself as a powerful co-creator, still engaging in the world, not impersonally, but knowing that the world is impersonal. And then recognizing that you are capable of creating unlimited things for yourself and others. And so this is where it really gets juicy. So the real focus of this is really about your relationship to the conscious universe. I just want to make sure I didn't forget that, because ultimately that's what this is all about in the end. We learn what wisdom is. We can't share it without the wisdom. So we gain the wisdom this year so that we can share it effortlessly with others. And so then you get your certification at the end, and the certification is not a professional certification, because if you wanted to go professional and actually do readings, you don't need my permission. You can just go do that anytime you want. What this means, your being a certified oracle guide, means that you have done every single step along the way. You have learned how to work with universal law. You have learned the fundamental truths about being in the world and not of it. You have learned how to share your experience, strength, and hope with somebody else without crossing their boundaries. You have learned to take care of yourself. And you have learned that you have had epiphanies upon epiphanies, and that you are walking proof that you can transform yourself doing this kind of work. So you will be a model for others at that point. Now, if you think that's not possible, I can tell you this, that there are people that came into the course last year that had never seen an oracle card, that ended up to be our best mentors, that became the person that they couldn't believe that they could possibly be, and their purpose found them. And that is what shared wisdom is about too, is that your purpose will find you, because you will continuously move beyond your blocks and into a state of being so receptive to what the world has to say to you and how the conscious universe wants to dialogue with you. So it's an action-oriented course. Now, there are less videos in this course than there were in Personal Mastery, because in Personal Mastery you needed a giant library, because you started from scratch over there. Here, it's really what the work you're going to be doing every week, every month that we give you, that's all practical. So there's going to be a little bit more in your PDFs, and you're going to be able to take a look at some of the instructions there, because it's really the doing and the practicing with your partners. So in the next video, I'm going to be introducing the first week of shared wisdom. So I will see you there, and I'm so excited to see who you're going to become at the end.